Tonight we're going to jump off a little bit into geometry. Can anyone tell me how many degrees are in a circle? 300. Boy, this is a smart bunch. I think about everybody said 360 degrees in a circle. That's good. Do you realize that if you're 1 degree off, say if your destination is like a straight line at this degree, but you're 1 degree off from where you ought to be headed. Listen to this. At 1 foot, you're 0.2 inches off already. If you're just 1 degree, one tick mark on that 360 degree circle off from where you're supposed to be headed. So at 1 foot, you're 0.2 inches off. At 100 yards, you're 5.2 feet off already. At a mile, you're 92.2 feet off. If you're going from San Francisco to LA, you're 6 miles off. From San Francisco to Washington, D.C., you're 42.6 miles off. If you're traveling around the globe from D.C. back to D.C., you're 435 miles off. If you're on a rocket to the moon, say, preacher, that's enough. But if you're on a rocket to the moon, you'll end up being 4,160 miles off. Just 1 degree now, just 1 degree. If you're going in a rocket to the sun, which is not recommended, but if you're heading that direction, you'll be more than 1.6 million miles off in that 1 degree. And if you're going to the nearest star besides the sun, you'll be more than 441 billion miles off. You know, it seems like just a little tiny, you're just off just 1 degree, just a little bit. But it adds up, doesn't it? Tonight, we're going to talk about straight ahead for 2025. Straight ahead for 2025. You see, we as Christians sometimes, maybe a better analogy than even 1 degree, we want to cut corners. You know, we want to just cut a little corner here and a little corner there. And can I say that cutting a little corner or 1 degree off or 1/16th of an inch off from what God wants can really get us off course in our walk with the Lord. We're going to be looking at that tonight. The first passage we're going to look at is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 and 26 and 27. Point number one, found in Proverbs 4, 25, 26, and 27, the general principle is stated. The general principle is stated. Proverbs 4, 25 to 27. Now, in verse 25 of Proverbs chapter 4, if you have your Bibles open, praise the Lord. Tim's got it going up there on the monitor, so praise the Lord for that. Verse 25. Oh, there it went. Oh, well, it'll keep coming back and forth. How's that? I read fast. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. There are some interesting things in this passage, and in any either of these three passages we're going to look at, I could do a whole sermon on. I'm not going to do that, but just pointing out a few interesting things about this. Notice it says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Does anyone have any idea why it's talking about our eyes? Any idea? When in the context of going straight and doing what God wants us to do and staying from evil, why is it talking about our eyes? Yeah, we need to focus on Him. What happens with our eyes? What happens too many times when we don't go straight, but we go to the, I guess to your right and to our left, it's because our eyes have seen something, right, that causes us to get off course. You know, for instance, sometimes we can see something and we covet something. You know, the Bible is very clear about not coveting other things. We may see a vehicle and we covet that. And that's what we want. Or we covet a position, or we covet a house, or we covet. And there's nothing wrong necessarily with having these things, but we should not covet. And we see them with our eyes. And what happens in so many relationship problems where people are immoral in immoral relationships? Well, it's eyes. catches someone's eye, right? And so it's, to me, talking about maintaining a straight course for the Lord and doing being right in the center of God's will, it doesn't surprise me that he uses the terminology, let thine eyes look right on. And the Bible talks about what? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I think that's Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, as best I remember. Talk about looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So our eyes are supposed to be focused upon him and not looking at all the other things, right? It says, not only about your eyes, but it says, ponder the path of thy feet. Ponder, I like that word. I'm glad it's in Scripture because it's one of my favorite words. But ponder the path. Don't just recklessly decide what you're going to do. I mean, think about it. Ponder the path. Which way do I really want to go? And can I tell you that in 2025, you want to be doing exactly what God wants you to do. You want to be right smack dab in the center of his will. You don't want to be a little bit off this way, and you don't want to be a little bit off this way. It's like, well, it's okay. I'm just a little bit off. Because a little bit off can really land you in places you don't want to be. So it says, ponder the path of thy feet. And it says, and let all thy ways be established. The idea in my mind as I read that, I want to be right firm and set and established where God wants me to be. You know, we have no business playing with the things of the world, dabbling in sin or thinking about sin or looking at things that are sin. We just need to say, you know what? I'm going to be right here. How many people do you know that got off course because of one thing in their life? Maybe one sin in their life. And you're like, it's okay. It won't take me that far. I won't be that far off. And before you know it, they're way out. They used to be faithful to God, and now you can't even, they won't even listen to anything about God. And it's like, what happened? Well, they didn't keep their eyes on the Lord. They didn't stay straight in their life with the Lord. And then verse 27, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. There's the general principle. It says, remove thy foot from evil. So the kind of the idea behind it seems to me that when I'm here, I'm in God's will. But when my foot starts to go this way, it's evil. And why is my foot going that way? Because that's what I want to do. But rather, I need to keep my eyes focused on Jesus, stay right in the middle of the path, right? Don't let my eyes wander and say, boy, I like that. Boy, that'd be nice. Because it's going to get you in trouble and you're going to go off the path. In 2025, I want to be in the center of God's will. I really do. Does that mean I'm expecting perfection? Now, y'all know me better than that. Just say, hang it up, preacher. You're not going to make it. Well, you're absolutely right. I'm not going to make it. But I do want to be in the center of God's will. And I want to be on the path that he has for me, not to the left or to the right, but right in the center of the path. So first of all, the general principle is stated in this passage of Scripture. And I'm going to make the application more individual in this case, as an individual. Do you have any thoughts about this year? Have you really pondered? There it is again. Have you ever pondered the path that you'll go in 2025? You know, the devil is so slick. The devil is so slick. He walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he is slick. He was slick in the garden. He's slick in 2025. He wants you to go just a little bit out of God's will. Just a little bit. God's will for you as an individual. And it can really, really ruin your life. As someone that wants the best for you and someone who wants the best for each one of us as Christians, we need to stay right in the center of what God wants for us. You know, sometimes the world, it is alluring. Don't you agree with that? I mean, there's a lot of things in the world like, wow, that'd be nice to have that. It'd be nice to do that. It'd be nice. And then the old flesh kicks in and says, yeah, I agree with that. And the old devil says, hey, hey, hey. You know, and he'll bring some temptation your way, whatever area it might be. It's like, yeah, but stay right smack dab in the center of the road. Right smack dab, your eyes on Jesus, not going to the left or to the right. The general principle, and I applied it out of Proverbs, kind of to the individual. You know, as we read that proverb, just take it personal. You know, are you cutting corners? Don't cut corners. could be a real danger. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 32 and 33. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 32 and 33. Deuteronomy. Let me call that up, find that real quick. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 32 and 33. It says, you know, this is Moses talking to the children of Israel, okay? Point number one was the general principle stated in this message entitled Straight Ahead in 2025. Point number two, going straight ahead involves doing what God has commanded. Going straight ahead involves doing what God has commanded. Deuteronomy 5, 32 and 33. You know, God has laid out all the requirements of the children of Israel. This is what you're to follow. Now, would you say that God has laid out all the things He wants us to follow in His Word? Now, true, He has individual plans and wants us to plug in specific ministries. But the commands are contained in the book. And this book will even give us direction for an individual. What ministry do you have for me? This book establishes what is right and what is wrong, right? It's amazing to me that so many individuals have found a lot of gray area. If you hear someone saying gray area, that's a gray area, that's a gray area, that's a gray area, your antennas need to perk up a little bit and say, you know what? I think someone's trying to make an excuse for a sin because they're calling it a gray area. Now, I agree. I can think of maybe one or two gray areas in life, and that's about it. I mean, it's not maybe spelled out specifically in Scripture. But can I tell you that 99.9% of everything is spelled out in Scripture? And it's right or it's wrong. And if you hear someone talking about a lot of gray area, it's probably because they're wanting to get in some sin themselves. Deuteronomy 5:32, it says, God speaking to the children of Israel through Moses, you shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Commanded you. That's almost a dirty word. You mean God's got commands? You know, commands aren't suggestions. You know, too many times Christians are looking at the book, oh, this is just a helpful little suggestion guide. No, it's really not. I mean, it is helpful, but it's not suggestions. These are commands. These are the commands of God. We need to take them more seriously. Can I say that? And did you notice that little word I use? We need to take God's commands more seriously. Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Again, smack dab in the center of my commands and what I want you to do. Not wondering, not cutting corners, not looking this way, veering off this way. You know, there's a lot of people that used to be at Oakmount. Where'd they go? They veered off the center of the road. And who knows where some of them are. Hopefully and prayerfully, I figure some of them are serving the Lord in other places. That's perfectly fine. As long as it's a good Bible-believing and preaching church, we miss them. But hey, but a lot of them just aren't serving God the way they should. They were supposed to be right smack dab going straight for the Lord. And they looked over there and said, ooh. Or they got preoccupied and didn't have enough time for the Lord anymore. So they kind of went off this way a little bit. I'm telling you, it's serious. Stay right smack dab in the center of what God wants you to do. And this passage of Scripture says it's His commands. I mean, too many times we don't take God serious enough. I mean, these are commands. Helpful hints. Maybe we've been reading too many helpful hints on the internet or something, but these aren't helpful hints. These are commands. And God says, this is what I expect of you. Then can I tell you, you don't have any right to objections before God. I don't have any right to objections before God. Because when I got saved, the Bible says I become His. I am a child of God. I'm not a child on my own. I'm not going to do things my own way anymore. When I gave my life to Jesus, I basically said, here is the title of my life. Can you imagine selling a house to somebody and the next thing you know, you show up at the door and try to stay in the rooms, and they'd say, are you crazy? It doesn't belong to you anymore. What are you trying to do? And when we try to take control of our life and do what we want to do, we're basically said, no, I gave the title to Jesus. He tells me what to do. I belong to Him, not to self. Does that make sense? It says, you shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you. Now, notice the blessings here, that you may live. You know, we got a lot of people, I just want to live life to the fullest. If you're a child of God, really, if you're not a child of God, this is some really good advice. You want to live life to the fullest, get in a close relationship with Jesus and get smack dab in the center of his will. And as the preacher in Chattanooga said, I have more fun as a child of God by accident than the devil's crowd has on purpose. You say, he says, a blessing of being smack dab in the center of the road for the Lord. He says, you'll live life. You'll have life. You'll live. We have a lot of Christians that are moping around and they're, oh, I just don't know. I'm going to make it. Some people, I tell you sometimes, I'm almost afraid to ask how they're doing anymore. Well, preacher, I'm just barely getting by. Now, I'm not belittling the hardships of life, because we all have hardships, and we probably all feel that way sometimes. But you know what? Being smack dab in the middle of the road, looking right at Jesus, staying focused and not going to the left or to the right, guess what? It says that you may live and that it may be well with you. Can I put a word? You may be blessed. You want to be blessed? If you want to be blessed, get right smack dab in the center of God's will and you'll be blessed. So that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. You know what? We have a heaven to look forward to. We don't have to worry so much about this land that we possess right here. But as children of God, we got a wonderful future to look forward to. You see, I think this is kind of to a group of people. You know, the first, you know, as a proverb, we could take it individually. You can take it as a group individually either way, but this one is to a group. Do you know something that we at Oakmount, we always have to be careful about? Staying in the center of God's will. Really? I mean, there's a lot of churches that I'm sure we can name. You might be a church you grew up in and say, yeah, that church, they used to be a good church. They used to preach the word. Now they got this and they got that, and they're just, you know, they're just not sticking to the truth. You know, they're more about self and entertainment. They're not preaching the word anymore. Far to know, there ain't got any souls being saved. And you know, you think of these. I don't think it was like automatically. You know what? I think we'll just go off the deep end as a church. Everybody, all those in favor going off the deep end, raise your right hand. We're not going to preach the word anymore. Raise your right. I mean, I don't think it happened that way. Do you know what happened? They were in the center of God's will, and they just veered just a little bit, and then a little bit more. And before you know it, these churches, I wouldn't recommend my kitty cat going to these churches because they're not stuck on the word anymore. They're not preaching the word. I remember one of the churches I pastored, someone came from another church, another denomination, came to our Baptist church, and they come to this church. And they were like, wow, you actually preach the Bible. I'm not smart enough to preach anything but the Bible. Under the God's help, the only way I can even do that. But if I had to come up here and say, no, I got to say something clever, I'd probably be a nervous wreck and I'd probably quit because I'm out of clever things to say. But the Bible's never out of clever things to say. But I'm saying as a church, not only as individuals, staying straight in 2020, we as a church, we do not compromise. We do not compromise on God's word. And there's been a lot of people that have compromised on God's word. Say, well, I know, you know you're in trouble when you talk to someone and they say, I know what the Bible says, but what are they doing? They're not staying right smack dab in the center of God's will. They're going off. They're veering off a little bit. And churches can do it just as well as individuals. Don't let that happen. Don't let that happen. Smack dab in the center of God's will. Don't you think that's the place that God can bless us in a huge way? I imagine that some of these preachers that are pastors of some of these churches, they almost wish that they could get back in the center. And once you start going, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to pull back, don't you figure? Y'all with me on that? I'm not sure everybody's with me on that. Y'all with me on that? Why not just make it more. Let's just make it as easy as we can on ourselves, okay? Let's just stick to God's word. Stay on God's word. Don't worry about making the world happy. Don't worry about making all the unsaved people outside the church happy by condoning what they do and say, well, it's okay. It's really not a big deal. Far as I'm concerned, there are commands in God's book. There's still commands in God's book, and we better stick to them and stay right in the center and stay straight in 2025 for the Lord. One more point. We're looking at straight ahead in 2025. First of all, the general principle stated, Proverbs 4, 25 to 27. Secondly, going straight ahead involves doing what God has commanded, Deuteronomy 5, 32 and 33. Last point. To go straight ahead in 2025, we must soak up and soak in the Word of God. Amen. To stay straight in 2025, we got to soak in and soak up the Word of God. Joshua chapter 1. Now, if I go for 2 or 3 hours, I haven't preached for 4 services. So give me some grace, all right? I'm joking. I'm not going to be very much longer. Joshua chapter 1. If Tim was here, he'd say, be brief, preacher, be brief, be brief. I think that's his favorite word. Be brief, be brief. You can be sure to tell him I said that, okay? I don't want to talk to him behind his back. Joshua chapter 1. Verses 7 to 9. To go straight ahead in 2025, we must soak up and soak in the Word of God. This is where Joshua is taking over from Moses. This is a real example. This is a real living example here. He was taking over for Moses. Now, that would not exactly be high on my list of positions that I wanted to take over. Number one, Moses was a good man. Good, solid, godly man serving the Lord, leading the children of Israel. And secondly, the children of Israel were not exactly a good congregation. Put it in terms of today. They were not a good congregation. They whined and they moaned and they groaned and they criticized and they wanted new leaders and all kind of stuff. So the Lord is basically encouraging Joshua, you can do this, you can do this. And all the verses are good, but we're just going to look at 7, 8, and 9. It says, the Lord speaking to Joshua, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. There again, the Word of God, the law, all the Word of God. We have the completed Scripture before us. To do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest, what? Prosper whithersoever thou goest. I think we all want to prosper in the Lord. Now, I'm not saying that prosper means that I'm going to be a millionaire. That'd be okay too, but I don't think that means that. I think it means that God's going to bless you. So don't be turning to the right or to the left in your walk with me. Stay in the center of my will and stay in the center of my word. And if that part didn't sink in, so to speak, yet, look at the next verse. This book of the law, we have the Scripture right here, right? They didn't have the completed Scripture at that point. New Testament wasn't written yet. We have all of Scripture, but it's basically speaking about the words of God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Wow. Huh. How much do you talk about the Word of God? Here it is. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Huh. You're going to see, sometimes that's our problem. We read it, but we don't soak it in. Now, I'll be honest with you, I have no idea what time it is because according to that clock, it's still 1:30. So I don't know, but I'll just keep on going until I'm done, until God's done maybe. But it says that thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Think about, soak in the Word of God. You know, sometimes we're like, okay, I'm supposed to read a chapter in the Bible. Preacher would be pleased, wouldn't he? God probably wants me to do it too. Okay, here goes. But she had brought them to the road. I'm going to read it real fast. Okay, good night, Lord. I'm going to bed. That's not exactly meditating on the Word of God. Now, if that's the best you can do, keep doing it. It beats nothing. But guess what? We're supposed to soak in and soak up the Word of God. We're supposed to meditate. We're supposed to think about the Word of God. Say, how can I apply that to my life? Boy, I wonder what they really felt like when they went through this. I wonder what how they experienced that. And how let's look at, you know, just stop and soak it in. Why? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Why do we want to soak it in day and night? Why do we want to spend time in the Word of God? Why do we want to ponder over the Word of God? So that we can know which way to go. So that we may observe to do according to all that's written therein. That we internalize it. And we say, guess what? I'm going to do what this book says. See, the problem is for most of us Christians, we soak in the world so much all day long, and we don't soak in the Word of God, and we wonder why our hunger for God's not what it ought to be. We need to spend more time in the book. It says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Wow. And thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Scripture's not supposed to depart out of our mouth. We're supposed to talk about it. I don't think we do that enough, do you? It's an amazing book. The most amazing book ever written. The only book written by God. Ta-da, right there it is. Isn't that something? And he puts it in the hands of us. That's amazing. We're supposed to meditate day and night. We're supposed to observe to do it. And it says he'll give us, make us prosperous and give us good success. You know, to go straight ahead in 2025, we must soak up and soak in the Word of God. We got plenty of time to soak in and soak up the world. We need to spend more time soaking in and soaking up the Word. Because that's what will change us. That will keep us, what? In the straight path that God has for us. And you could be here tonight and say, preacher, preacher, preacher. I don't even think I have the energy to veer off the path. Well, God bless your heart. If you're breathing, you still got the old sin nature in you. And everybody here, one of the most dangerous things that can happen to any of us is, no, it couldn't happen to me. Oh, it can. It can. I mean, look at all the characters in Scripture. How many of them? They were smack dab in the center of the road, looking to Jesus, looking to God in particular in the Old Testament, to Jesus in the New Testament in particular. And what happened? I'm going to wander over here just a little bit. And before long, it just all went downhill from there. Let me encourage you, 2025, I really believe God's got some big plans for you. I do. I'm not just blowing smoke. If you don't know me well enough, I don't just say things to say things or for dramatic effect or whatever. I really think God's got big plans for you. I think God's got big plans for our church. I do. I believe that. So what do we got to focus on? We got to focus on being in the center of the road, the center of God's will, not cutting corners. General principle was stated in Proverbs 4. Going straight ahead involves doing what God has commanded. So we need to make sure that we're doing what he's commanded. And lastly, we just looked at to go straight ahead in 2025, we must soak up and soak in the Word of God so that we know what the center of the road looks like. So let me ask you. I'm going to take an official survey. How's that? I like official surveys. How many of you like to be blessed? Just raise your right hand. Teresa, that's your left hand. I think I'm backwards for you. I just thought I'd let you know that. A really smart guy, a youth pastor, a kids pastor at Twin Rivers, he's really smart. You know how you can tell your left from your right? That's my left because it makes an L, see? In case you ever get confused, that's the way you tell it apart. That's nothing to do with the message, but hey. But you know what? I want to stay in the center of God's will. I hope you do too. I want to be blessed. I officially, y'all want to be blessed too. And the way to be blessed in 2025 is not taking that step off this way. And before we know it, we might take another step. Before we know it, we may take another. And before long, just like 1 degree we talked about, out throws you off course. Some, that one little cut in the corner, that one the compromise, that one little, well, no big deal, that one little sin, you just keep doing it. Who knows how far off the path that God has for you. In 2025, you'll be off of that path, and you'll be wreaking all kind of havoc. You'll be having problems, and you won't be blessed, and you won't be what God wants you to do. Let me tell you, it's always best to do it God's way. It's always best to do it according to God's commands. It's always best to listen to Him and stay smack dab in the middle of the road. Straight ahead in 2025, not even 1 degree off from God's commands. If you bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment, I'm not going to ask you to indicate in any way, but has God spoken to your heart tonight about being in 2025 straight ahead for the Lord, doing exactly what He wants you to do? Now, I'm not preaching perfection, but are you resolved that you're going to stay straight ahead according to God's commands in 2025? If so, would you just ask God, God, help me to stay smack dab in the center of your will for me, not turning to the left or to the right in 2025. Would you ask the Lord that? Lord, help me to stay smack dab in the center of the road for you in 2025. Secondly, would you take just a moment and ask God to keep Oak Mound right smack dab in the center of the road for Him? Not even 1 degree off, but smack dab in the center of His will for our church. Would you ask the Lord to help us stay right smack dab in the center of His will as a church? And lastly, let me tell you that the first step of being in the center of God's will is trusting Jesus as your Savior. There could be some people listening in that's never done that. Some people here tonight that's not sure they've done that, perhaps. The first step of being in the center of God's will and being blessed is by trusting Jesus as your Savior. You can do that wherever you are right now. If you mean this from your heart, you can call out to the Lord and say, Lord, save me. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus was your Son who died on the cross to pay for my sins and resurrected back to life. I confess Jesus as my Savior. If you mean that from your heart, it can't just be words. You got to mean that. You can be saved right where you are. I'd encourage you to do that even now. Dear God, we thank you for your Bible. Help us, Lord, each one as individuals and as a church, Lord, to stay, that is, smack dab in the center of your will and the center of the road, so to speak, not turning to the left or to the right. But Lord, looking unto Jesus, and Lord, just guide us and direct us, we pray. In all of our ways, in Jesus' name we pray.